भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th chapter, text number 10, and chapter 10, 43 and 44. Which one is in the board? The first one. Praradasyanu Charitam Mahabhagavatasya cha Bhaktir Gyanam Viraktischa Yatarhyam Chasya Vai Hare Praradasyanu Charitam Mahabhagavatasya cha Bhaktir Gyanam Viraktischa Yatarhyam chasya vai hare. Praradasya anucharita bhagavatasya cha varhivanam virakchisya bhaktarhyam chasya vai Praradasyanu charitam Mahabhagavatasya cham Dhanadhyana tishta Praradasyanu charitam Yadarhyan chasya vai hare. Vaishnavis. Praradasyanu charitam Mahabhagavatasya cha Bhaktir gyanam viraktischa Yatarhyam chasya vai hare. Praradasyanu charitam Mahabhagavatasya cha Bhaktir gyanam viraktischa Yatarhyam chasya vai hare. I'm going to sing the next verse. Sargastitya payayasya guna karmanu varnanam paravareshan stanandam kalinavyatyayo maham. Words meaning praradasya o Prahlad Maharaj anucharitam characteristics and understood by reading or describing his activities. Mahabhagavatasya of the great and exalted devotee. Cha also bhakti, devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnanam, complete knowledge of the transcendence. Parenthesis, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Virakti, renunciation of material existence. Cha, also. Yatarhyam, just to understand each of them perfectly. Cha, and asya, of this. by, indeed, Hare, always in reference to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarga, of creation. Sthiti, maintenance. Apyaya, annihilation. Isasya, of the Master, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Guna, or the transcendental qualities and opulences. Karma and activities. Anuvarnanam, descriptions within the disciplic succession. There's a note, a footnote here. The word Anu means after. Authorized persons do not create anything. Rather, they follow the previous acharyas. Para avaresham, of different types of living entities, known as demigods and demons. Stananam, of the various planets or places to live. Kalena, in due course of time. Vyatyaya, the annihilation of everything. Maham, although very great. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. This narration describes the characteristics of the great and exalted devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, his staunch devotional service, his perfect knowledge, and his perfect detachment from material contamination. It also describes the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the cause of creation, maintenance, and annihilation. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers, has described the transcendental qualities of the Lord and has also described how the various abodes of the demigods and demons, regardless of how materially opulent, are destroyed by the mere direction of the Lord. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with descriptions of the characteristics of various devotees with reference to the service of the Lord. This Vedic literature is called Bhagavatam because it deals with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His devotee. By studying Srimad Bhagavatam under the direction of the bona fide spiritual master, one can perfectly understand the science of Krishna, the nature of the material and spiritual worlds, and the aim of life. Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Vedic literature. As we have discussed in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore, simply by understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, one can understand the science of the activities of the devotees, the activities of the demons, the permanent abode, and the temporary abode. Through Srimad Bhagavatam, everything is perfectly known. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Srimate Gorgovinda Swami Iti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyadi Satarine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangun Langayate Giri Yad Kripata Maham Vande Sri Guru Dinatharinam. So, in this particular verse, the word Bhagavatam is mentioned a few times. And just to give, in my understanding, like an emphasis of the importance of this precious book, Bhagavatam. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj used to say, if all the books of the world will be destroyed, but only one book was left, meaning the Bhagavatam, nothing will be lost. That means that Srimad Bhagavatam is so dear, it has everything as the scripture is mentioning there. Nothing is lacking. It covers every aspect, material and spiritual. So beautiful. Only devotees can appreciate that. In many other scriptures also, to give emphasis of this Bhagavatam, they said that just as Achyuta, Krishna, is the worshipful deity of the demigods, is the greatest, and just as the Lord Shiva, he is like the best Vaishnava, one of the Vaishnavas, Vaishnava Namcha, Mahashambhu, and just as the Ganges is one of the greatest rivers among the rivers, so Srimad Bhagavatam, among all the books, is the greatest book. So wonderful. Bhagavatam. So, how in this translation, it says, this narration describes the characteristics of the great and exalted devotees, Prahlad Maharaj, his staunch devotional service, his perfect knowledge, and his perfect detachment from material contamination. We have been reading this many chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the seventh canto. I think if I can remember, I was traveling with Prema Sankirtan in December, January, now February, March, April, June. It's going to be July pretty soon. But even before, I think it's about 8 months already. So many things has been said about Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Nisingadev. And so many beautiful prayers. The only thing is that I've been thinking and reflecting, well, how many of those beautiful and wonderful prayers, advices of Prahlad Maharaj can actually sink on my heart and didn't just go out of my ear. And it's like a challenge for every single devotee to actually live by those words. If we can just capture one, at least one of those prayers, I guess our life can be perfected. Prahlad Maharaj became very staunch in devotional service and detached from material contamination, because one important aspect, he said in one of his prayers, he says, my dear Lord Nisingadev, he said, I've been constantly associated again and again with material desires, and I have been gradually falling into the blind well of poisonous snakes, following the general populace or the general people. He said, but your dear devotee Narada Muni rescued me and he instructed me in the path of devotional service, and he put me into the transcendental teachings. Now, he said, how can I leave such a master? How can I forget such a master? I just want to continue serving him. Because as you might remember, many, many people always ask, as soon as you see the Lord or you want something, we want many things. But here he's asking, he just wants to do, to always continue serving the Lord, always continue serving his spiritual master. So everything Prahlad Maharaj knows and everything, and the greatness of Prahlad Maharaj came become because of the faith in Guru, in Krishna, in this case, Nisingadev. So, the success of any devotee is in those bases. We do not know anything. we are blind. We were in the same situation, constantly being bombarded by those material desires. But here Prahlad Maharaj recognizes, he's very humble. He says, I've been constantly being, you know, over and over again associating with material desires, following the populace. But your dear devotee, Narada Muni, saved me. He said, practically speaking, every one of us here sitting down has that experience. That now, yeah, it's good to reflect how we were doing before. And in that way we can, you know, how can I repay my spiritual master? Am I going to leave him sometime at one point when I think I know everything, or when my material necessities were already together? No. It's very unfortunate that sometimes, due to many reasons, there's not only one reason, many people left the association and they get caught up again in those material desires. So here the spiritual master is the key, the essence. If you want to know anything about a spiritual life, anything about Krishna, the spiritual master will give you that. But you have to be humble. We have to be humble. How can we know everything about God? In the scriptures, sometimes Prabhupada mentions, Yasmin vigyate sarvanevam vigyatam bhavati, that if you know Krishna, you can know everything. And that doesn't mean that you're going to know, you're going to know like how many cars are in the freeway or how many hairs you have on your head. That's not important. The important here is, how can I reawaken my devotional love, devotional service for Krishna? And once you know that, then you know everything, because Krishna will reveal everything. In the Bhagavad Gita it says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mata sarvam pravartate iti matva vayantema buddha bhava samambitaha. Krishna says that I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. The wise who knows perfectly this, he engages in my devotional service and worships me with all their hearts. And that's Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was in that most always absorbed, and he's inviting us to actually do the same thing, to be good Vaishnavas, to be good devotees, just like he is, just like Prabhupada is, just like many devotees, acharyas. And in a few chapters back, if I can remember, one time Prahlad Maharaj told his schoolboys, he said, what is that? Yadi Shradavan Vachan Me. Yadi Shradavan Vachan Me. If you can just follow my instruction, my words, you can also become a good Vaishnava, good devotees. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada also mentions that in the Guru Puja when we sing, what is that? Chitete Koriya Arkya. Chitete Koriya Arkya. Guru Mudka Padma, Guru Mudka Padma Chitete Kuriya Anasya. So it is essential then for every single devotee to sink into the importance of the Guru first, then Krishna. Otherwise, if someone wants to go just directly to Krishna, he's not going to be able to understand. It's impossible. In the Vedic literature says, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir, Yasya Deve Tata Guru, Tasyaiti Kadita Hyarta Prakashante Mahatmana. That for that person who has unflinching faith in both the Guru and Krishna, everything can be revealed. That's very clear. In one of the Chatur Slokas of the Bhagavatam also said, Gyanam paramam guhyanme yadvi gyanam samanghita sarahasyan tadangancha grihane garitanmaya. That everything, Krishna says, everything, if you want to know everything about me, is there in the scriptures. It will be revealed, but provided that you take it very carefully. Very carefully meaning that you have to follow. You don't concoct. Just like what is one code in the footnote code here? He says the word Anu, that means Anu Varnanan, description within the disciplic succession. The word Anu means after. Authorized persons do not create anything, rather they follow the previous acharyas. That is the way to do it. That is the Vedic understanding. We don't concoct, we don't deviate, we just follow our previous acharyas. And that's how Lord Brahmaji was directly instructed by Krishna. And Brahma instructed Narada Muni, and Narada Muni instructed his many disciples, including Prahlad Maharaj. And similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, many other Vaishnavas, all the way down to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. So we can say we are Prabhupada Anugas, followers of Srila Prabhupada's teachings and instructions. We don't want to deviate, we don't want to speculate, change and concoct. Otherwise we'll be like drifting away in the ocean of nations, trying to satisfy our desires. But the spiritual master can help you in all that. We are Prabhupada Anugas, Rupa Anugas, Anugas. And those who are disciplic successions who present Krishna in the proper way, they are worth to take shelter. And as we know, there are four sampradayas, which are bona fide sampradayas, the one by Lord Brahma, by Sri Lakshmi, Lord Shiva, and the Kumaras. And if, because they are authorized, and then you can get all the benefit. So, this is again whatever Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj did, is always being grateful and remember that because of his spiritual master, he has everything. Everything is there. Everything was revealed to him. And I just want to, if you allow me to, I thought that I can just repeat them. Every morning we sing this, this song, Sri Guru Vandana. The lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. I bow down to his lotus feet with great awe and reverence. By his grace one can cross the ocean of material suffering and obtain the mercy of Krishna. My only wish is to have my consciousness purified by the words emanating from his lotus mouth. Attachment to his lotus feet is the perfection that fulfills all desires. He opens my darkened eyes and fills my heart with transcendental knowledge. He is my Lord birth after birth. From him ecstatic prema emanates. By him ignorance is destroyed. The very scriptures sing on his character. Our spiritual master is the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and the Lord and master of the devotees. O masters, be merciful unto me. Give me the shade of your lotus feet. Your fame is spread all over the three worlds. You can see in that prayer alone, if we just meditate on that, every morning we have the chance to come and recite those beautiful prayers in front of our spiritual master. And that will be the solution to all the problems, because he can give you bhakti, he can give you Krishna. He knows Krishna, he can give you Krishna. We don't know anything. I remember a long time ago, probably I was like a new bhakta, 34 years ago, was distributing books, and I met this lady, and she said, oh, I know about Prabhupada. And I was so excited. So, okay, please tell me something. She said, well, he just told me one thing. I said, what was that? She said that I don't need a spiritual master. I didn't even bother to ask. I thought, what to ask? I can imagine what kind of attitude that person had. You don't need a spiritual master. If you go in a challenge mood, if you go in a mood that you know everything, the spiritual master is not inclined to teach you because you already have an ugly attitude. So the way to approach the spiritual master is in a very reverential mood with good attitude, and the scriptures mentions that. And I've been inspired always to read sometimes the way the Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his songs makes reference to this aspect, and also Narottaman Das Thakur. And I thought I can just, if you allow me to find something here, there's another nice way to meditate about the pure devotee of the Vaishnava. It goes like this: is Vaishnava Vinyapti, prayer to the Vaishnava, prayer to the pure devotee from Prarthana. Evaro karuna koro Vaishnava gosai, patita pavana toma vine kehonai. O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Jaharani kate jele papodure jan emonado jala prabhu keva kotapai. Wherever does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? Gangara parasa hoile paschate pavam darshane pavitra koro eto maragum. After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified, but just by the sight of you the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. Haristane aparade tare harina tomastane aparade nahi paritra. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Tomara hridoye sada Govinda visra Govinda kohena mora Vaishnava para. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda. And Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. Pratijame koriasa charaniraduli narotame koro doya apanaraboli. I desire one dust of your holy feet in every birth I might take. Please consider Narottama yours and be kind upon me. What a beautiful prayer. If we can just read one of these songs like that and sink into the teachings and the meaning and to be able to apply it, our lives will be perfect. So this is the mood how one sees the Vaishnava, the pure devotee, because he's very dear to Lord Krishna. He says here, your heart is always the resting place of Govinda. And Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. Sadunam hridayam tvaham sadabho hridaye mahyam. Sadhu is in my heart, I'm in the heart. And Prahlad Maharaj had the vision. He was, wherever he will go, Prahlad Maharaj, he will see just Nrisingadev, I mean Krishna. Yomam pasyati sarvatra sarvanchama yipasyati tasya ham na pranasyati sacha me na pranasyati. Wherever he goes, wherever he sees the Vaishnava, the pure devotee, he sees only God, and God sees him. for that person, he's not lost, I'm not lost to him. So we have such an important program in our ISKCON society, and we should be very proud that, practically speaking, I think I might be naive or not being aware that other organizations have a Guru Puja, where the Guru is worshipped just like God. Just like God. Although he's not God, he will get angry when somebody was trying to, you know, at one point, long time ago, some of you know the history, that they were trying to implement that he's like God. No, I'm the servant of God. So we have this Guru Puja, and we have the chance to come and cry in front of Lord and Srila Prabhupada. And the way to repay him is to actually follow his instructions and to do what he wants us to do. First, he wants us to at least be gentlemen, at least good gentlemen. If we cannot be higher devotees, at least let's be a gentleman. But, of course, the spiritual master wants us more and more. How are we going to help other people if we're not gentlemen or we're not good devotees? And there's so many people struggling and suffering in the material world. There's a lot of help. The spiritual master has a lot of compassion. Prahlad Maharaj had so much compassion. And one of the prayers that I always like is this one, Prayena Deva Munayo Swabi Mukta Kama, where he says, my dear Lord, he says, Nishingadeva, my dear Lord, I've seen many sadhus, many saintly people, but what do they do? With all respects, you know, but he's saying, they just go and save themselves, and they go in the Himalayas, practice monan, silence, austerities, and they save themselves. They are not interested in going to the cities to meet people and help them and save them. He said, Prahlad says, as far as I am concerned, I want to help those fools and rascals. They think they can be happy struggling out there, but they will never be happy. I want to bring them close to you. So the whole world is in this mood of suffering, trying to enjoy, and that enjoyment is killing them. In a similar way, in another part of the scriptures, it's mentioned that in regards to suffering, living entities suffering, it says that Krishna is so wonderful. He says that the activities of Krishna are so great. Tava katamritan tapta jivanam kavi viriditan kalma sapahan sravanan mangalan srimadatatam. What is that? Bhuvi grinante je burida janam. He says, my dear, the nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and souls of all those people suffering and struggling in the material world. He says that these narrations, like Bhagavatam and many other scriptures, are the life and soul. These narrations are propagated by great sages and great spiritual masters, and they are meant to relieve or to counteract the sinful actions. And whoever hears them, whoever hears these narrations, they also get benefit. So, yes, we have experience while we distribute these literatures, how many people are struggling in the material world. I remember one time, and this happened probably like, again, certain things that happen in your life you don't ever forget. About 28 years ago, 27, I was distributing Bhagavatam, and one person came and talked to me. He says, I want you to tell me everything you know about this book. I got the feeling, I don't know why, but that is a very important book. And he was a Middle Easterner. And I said, okay. And he said, do not worry. I know you are here to distribute many books and you probably want some donations. I will reward you. I said, okay. So I was happy. The devotee, when someone tells you, tell me about the book, tell me about Krishna, you feel so happy. So immediately I started, whatever I little know I knew by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual masters, I was happy to give it. He spent some time, and then after he left, I forgot about it. 2 months, 3 months. Somebody called me and he says, Prabhu, there's some family looking for you, like anxiously. I said, yes, I will get in touch with them. He said, yeah, it's calling that you have to get in touch with them. And I used to be known as Mahaprabhu also. It's another name of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, Satchitanoy now, Mahaprabhu then, same name. Anyway, so Mahaprabhu, the lady, I answered the phone, the lady was the wife of this person. He says, are you Mahaprabhu? I said, yes, ma'am. How can I help you? He says, well, can you please tell me, what did you do to my husband? And I go, excuse me. I said, please tell me. He said, well, you know, he changed. He's been changing for a whole month or something like that. And I've been ready to go to take him to the psychiatry. And then I go, what happened? He says, do you practice some kind of voodoo or witchcraft? Witchcraft or voodoo? I say, why? He says, well, my husband, all he says, Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahaprabhu gave me this Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's like, he's clapping his hands. He's clapping and doing some strange words. He's singing and chanting. I cannot understand. And I think he's getting crazy. I said, no, please. I said, no, you have to understand this in a different way. Look, it's a static symptoms of awakening of love of God, something that he needed for so many years, and finally he got it. So please, I can talk to you. I can go there. Do not hassle him, and like that. So it's amazing. Like that, I mean, if I can recollect all the stories of that in a book, it would be like, so many that sometimes I forgot. Another person, one time I was distributing books, he says, I don't want that book. I don't need any books. And then he said, wait a minute, let me see, what's that book? And he said, oh, this is like this. No, but first he said, I don't need any books, I only have one book, and this is my only book. Which is that book? And he pulls it out, he said, Krishna book. So, okay. Well, I have other books like that. This is the same author. Ah, okay. And then I asked him, how do you get that book? And he told me that, you know, like he carried that book for 30 years, like 30 years ago. And I thought, God, Krishna, thank you for giving me. That's a blessing for us. You know, when you're struggling out there, so-called struggle, there's no struggle, actually. We just, you know, some austerity and penance is there. But if you are there for to please Guru and Gauranga, there's no struggle because he's there taking care. But that feeds us. That gives us impetus to just keep going more and more. And another person said, hey, you ruined my life. I said, what do you mean? Yeah, you gave me a book about 3 weeks ago. I was going to China, Hong Kong, an American businessman. And now, came back. There was a higher taste book. And I became a vegetarian. I cannot eat meat. My whole family is in trouble now. You know, it's like, you ruined my life. But in a kind of good, you know, mood too. Krishna, you know, like that. So these literatures are, like it says in the scriptures, that they are struggling, they're suffering, they're just waiting. And many, maybe 100 people will say no, but that one person that says yes, that person can become a swan, a devotee. And that one person can change the whole mood of everyone here in the universe. It is said in the scriptures that a pure devotee has the power to convert many thousands and thousands of non-devotees into devotees. And that's Prabhupada. Right now we have thousands and a few millions. And before it was just him alone and a few devotees. Now it's thousands and millions. So we are so fortunate to have, in ISKCON, we have a Guru Puja. It's so important to come and pray and cry in front of the Mahabhagavat and just attach to his lotus feet and to your spiritual master and everything will be all right. You don't have to go anywhere else. Haribo. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
least as a beginner, to at least open.